It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. And I don't know how I survived it. Like, I remember thinking, because you know when you're a refugee, you don't know what's the future. Like, you don't know what's your future. Imagine living a life where, like, you don't know what's going to happen next.
So this guy gets some ice and he just thinks he can just bully all his friends all of a sudden.
Look,
huh?
Bro, side effect of being the shit. $1 million chain around my neck. Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, subscribing. If you're not subscribed, I will fucking end you!
It looks like it's the same attitude as last week.
You just boxed?
Just boxed, face red as a whistle, ready to beat up his own friends. Yeah. Nothing's changed.
We figured something out, man. After boxing practice, specifically when I spar, I am so aggressive. And I don't know why. No, I do know why. Yeah. I don't know why. I just said, I don't know why. I said, we're doing selective sparring, right? So it's like, I get to throw one punch like a jab, bro. So all I can do is jab and I don't get the full fulfillment of, like, I don't know how to say this, beating the shit out of someone. Mm-hmm. And so I come on the podcast and all that leftover pent up aggression is taking out you fucking assholes.
You just turn into freaking Dickzilla. Huge dick.
I see it all over again. Luckily, we have such a lovely guest today that will kind of counteract
She's so sweet.
Him.
It's true. I feel so bad. Yeah. But I'm going to be honest. I'm on the tired side. I'm either like way aggressive or tired, and y'all got me tired today. Danny saw I took a nap. She got me coffee. Thank you, Danny.
I took a picture of you napping.
You did?
You nap or Mac did. You nap with your hand down your pants.
All the time.
Which to me is kind of cool, I guess, because you're pleasuring yourself as you sleep.
No, I'm not.
Are you protecting?
It's a combination of protection and, like,
some pleasure.
I got a dope dick, bro. Like, I don't know what to say.
A dope dick is not always a good thing. Anyways.
Speaking of boners, bro, man, we were talking about a real boner last night. Mao Zedong. Let's do a throwback
I
here.
I somehow got caught up on Mao Zedong.
Mike was running around the house just saying the name.
Y'all know who Mao Zedong is? Can you let them know?
So I was reading this email yesterday. I don't know how it got in my inbox, but it was about Mao Zedong, who is the Chinese communist dictator that killed somewhere between 40 and 65 million people. So people always talk about Hitler and Stalin and all of these major gremlin type ass villains. But Mao Zedong.
Like, why is no one talking about Mao Zedong?
And so the whole point of it was like, yo, let's not forget. And their stories were horrible. I guess like they caught some little kid stealing candy because he was starving. They made his dad bury him alive. They made the dad bury the little kid alive. And then the dad raised the flag.
The dad died of grief.
3 days later.
But I raised the flag here like, what a shit dad. What a shit dad. He's like, yeah, okay, well, if you say so, Mao, I'll bury my son. No, dude, take the L. You're done. And fuck you, Mao Zedong.
Yeah,
killing all those people.
When I was in China, I went to the Forbidden Temple or the Forbidden City in Beijing, and they had Mao's face on like this really cheesy ass picture frame on the wall. Like, it was just like a beautiful Chinese ancient wall.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then he just had his picture frame.
Well, excuse the Chinese listeners, but like, in a sense, there's an extreme brainwashing happening over there.
No,
they're still communist. Okay, they're still communist to this day.
The cool thing is, though, is I was with someone who lives in China. There's a bunch of foreign educators that are there. And they were saying that the youth are actually starting to rebel against
The
fact that Mao is honored.
You were also in Hong Kong.
I was. I was in Beijing.
That's what I said.
Yeah. Yeah. I was in both.
Horrific disasters and losses of life.
What?
We started watching Chernobyl last night on HBO on the last night of the fucking series. I don't know why we started it on the same night as the finale. We're a little slow here,
I
guess.
We're late to the party, fashionably late.
Do it different.
Y'all got to watch the show. Chernobyl.
Incredible show.
I've been hearing.
I was sitting there mesmerized. The score, the cinematographical fucking skillery.
Everything. The wardrobe.
The only thing that I didn't like was they used British people as the actors and
actresses. That was weird. They should have had a Russian accent speaking English.
They couldn't find enough like English odd. Russians to do it. Like it was like when they would complain about like there being a problem, they were like in the reactor, they're like, oh, bollocks, there's a problem. And they're like, no.
It was weird. Evan put it into perspective for me. So like when the nuclear reactor exploded in Chernobyl, I think it was in 1988. 1986, yep. That had never happened before. I mean, the idea of nuclear warfare was still sort of new and
or just nuclear power.
Nuclear power in general. And that had never happened before. So imagine like no one knew what to do. How do you handle radiation?
Well, the biggest problem there too is that they were just covering it up because in Russia and even more so in the Soviet Union, if you failed, you're fucked. Like everybody's done. Like your fan, like it was a major problem. So everybody was trying to cover it up. And it wasn't until days later that they were like, yo, everyone's like getting cancer right now. We have to start evacuating. So we haven't even gotten there yet. We're still on episode one, but like just seeing like
it's crazy.
Oh my God.
Yo, I want to bring on the guest. She's great. She's a sweetheart. She walked in. The vibe changed. She woke me up. I was so sleepy, but now I'm awake. Guys, she's a beauty chick. She's a comedy chick. Wait. She's Middle East number one YouTuber with over 11.6 million subscribers. She was born in Iraq, moved to Syria, and came to America as a refugee. It's international super lady, Noor Stars.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hi.
I can put this on?
Yeah. Yeah, if you want. Hey, what's good, Noor?
Hi.
How you doing? I saw you hitting on my cameraman, Andre.
He's Arab.
Yeah, and he's got dope eyebrows. Yeah.
He's
got
the best so eyebrows. Cute. Yeah, what's I can't say that on camera.
Oh, you can't say guys are cute?
No, I can, but like that's weird. I never say cute about a guy. Like, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Really? Why not?
It's weird to hear myself like that.
You're lying. You're a YouTuber. Yeah. That's all you hear. You edit your videos. You hear yourself.
Yeah, but not like this.
Like right up in there? Yeah. Right up in them shits?
And your voice is in my head, you know?
That's not something you probably wanted. Logan Paul's voice just stuck in your head.
I'm your conscious. Damn my camera guy. He's got such great eyebrows. So you have a brand and you can't say you're attracted to guys, or is your brand like clean and friendly? I mean, what's wrong with telling Andre he's a nice looking young lad?
No, he is a nice looking guy.
He's a good looking guy.
Like nothing wrong with that. I mean, it's normal, but yeah.
So listen, you're Middle East number one YouTuber. That's incredible. You literally have 11.6 million subscribers. I didn't realize that. And you actually reached out to me and you said, I want to come on a ball. So I was like, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you watch the show?
Actually, I was going through something like in the last few weeks. So, you know, when I go through something, I don't talk to people. I just stay in my room and like I binge watch something. And I was binge watching the show.
Whoa.
And I loved it so much. And I'm like, I love Mike. Like, I don't know why people like on the show when they come, they try to be mean to you. Like, you're so cool and like you're mature and so nice.
I appreciate that. So, I needed that today. I really did. Thank you so much, Noor. I appreciate that.
And I was like, you know what? I want to be on Impossive. So I just opened my phone and I DM'd you. I'm like, hey, I want to be on Impossive.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have your DM set? I upgraded my account. I think you did this too.
Creator account.
Where you can see the people with followers, whoever has the most followers that like is at like top requests.
Oh, really?
Did you do that?
No.
We should do that for you. It bubbles top requests, like blue checks, all that stuff.
Well,
to the
especially
top
for this show, like when she, because like I never check my DMs, I probably would have never seen it. But shout out Instagram, you made it happen.
You know that happens to me. Like sometimes I talk to people and they're like, we never check our DMs, but Noor, for some reason we saw your message.
Really?
And I'm like, that's so.
Hey,
weird.
Maybe you got that effect on people.
Yeah. The craziest things happen to me. I don't know what, Logan, but my life is so crazy and a lot of things happen to me. And people sometimes when I talk about it, they're like, we don't believe that happens to you. I'm like.
You're one of those?
Yeah.
My friend George is one of those.
Right place at the right, or wrong place at the wrong time
I think of someone and I want to meet them, I meet them. That's it. Like, it happens.
You're a manifester.
Maybe.
It's quantum.
Maybe. Like, if I think, literally, if I want something or I think of it and I'm like, it's going to happen. It's happening.
I love that. I really strongly feel like that too. I came up with this analogy actually within the past week. I felt like ever since I was a kid, I was kind of like a puppeteer of my own life.
Yeah.
And if I wanted to make the puppet me like do something or have something or achieve something, you just move strings in the right places and it happens.
And I knew that I'm going to be in LA beginning of June. Mm. I think I told you. And I was like, you know, let me DM Logan.
But you don't live here, right?
No, I live in Michigan.
Whoa. Talk about quantum. Wow.
Spencer's from Michigan.
You're from Michigan?
Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Oh, nice.
What's in Michigan?
I live next to Canton, you know, this area next to Dearborn Heights where most of the Arab, you're looking at me. You're from Michigan.
Yes, he's from there. Oh, he's from Andre, our cameraman, is from that city. Right?
Where? Dearborn? Dearborn Heights.
This is good.
Dearborn is the
city of Arabs.
Right. It's the most populated.
It's the best place ever.
That's incredible.
I grew up with a lot of Arabic people. My city, Westlake, Ohio, had a very large Arabic community.
I love Ohio.
I
love Ohio.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
It's close to Michigan.
Yeah, I know.
First time ever.
Really?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's close to Michigan, and usually we do vacations in Ohio. So, like, if you want to go on a vacation, they take
you. What are you saying right now?
I don't know. There's this place that all the Arab, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Cedar Point,
and other things.
That's about
it. No, there was this place. I don't know. I'm looking at him.
Imagine, like,
you know,
imagine your family, like, good news, actually, kids. This year we're going to Akron.
That was my first.
That's good. Dude.
No,
shout out to Akron. No offense.
Shout out to Akron.
I'm not going there for vacation though.
No, that was my first vacation when I first came to America. Haram, don't say that.
Haram, inshallah, ma yalla habibi.
To Akron?
Not to Ohio.
Oh, okay.
I learned. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Some Arabic cuss words from my Arabic friends that growing up, maybe I shouldn't
say that. Allah yustur. What did you learn, Luke?
Kusimek.
No way, don't say that.
Oh no, you angered three people.
Oh my God. You know what's crazy?
Huh?
I mean, whatever, you can like.
What?
The thing is, like, cussing word, it was the first words that I learned when I first moved to the States.
I think that's how anybody
and
is
like,
that learns
and like cussing in another language is normal. Like for me, I cuss in English, but in Arabic, oh my God, don't say it.
It's bad.
Maybe because to me, it's like in Arabic, it's much stronger than in English. In English, I can like I don't cuss usually, but like in my real life with my friend, I cuss a lot.
Really?
And like it's normal to me. It doesn't matter.
It's got
to
be a culture thing.
But if you say one bad word in Arabic, and I'm like, how dare you say that? Like what?
Like Ibn al-Shamuta.
Andre, do you know what that means? It goes the same way with English and Spanish, though. A lot of people, when they learn Spanish, they learn Spanish swears. Like you start calling people puntas and medical and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Before you learn
anything
else.
In high school, when I first moved here, like I went to high school, and in high school, all I know is cuss words. So like whatever I say, it's like, oh my God, I like some guys, they come to me. I didn't know what flirting was. Like I came with like an Arab girl mentality. I say it like that. And like they're trying to flirt. And I'm like, what is he trying to do? And then I would cuss them out. And I met them like later. I learned English. And I'm like, oh, Sammy, I'm so sorry. I was so mean to you.
No.
Like, please forgive. It's so bad that when I understood a bit, I'm like, no.
I can imagine. I mean, coming here at a young age, especially growing up, did you grow up like strict Arabic or did you, what was your lifestyle like when you were a kid?
So like I grew up with my mom.
Okay.
And like
where by the way, Iraq?
I was born in Iraq and then we left from Iraq to Syria when I was a child as a refugee. And then I can say I grew up in Syria mainly like the years and Turkey. Mm-hmm. Then I came to the United States like 5 years ago. So it's Arab. That's like the way my mom, it's my culture.
Well, excuse my ignorance, but you know, you hear the word refugee now, and there's an emotional feeling that we get as Americans. Did you have that sort of harsh upbringing being a refugee coming to the United States?
Yeah.
What was it like? Because we see pictures of everyone living in like a little like warehouse or a facility somewhere in Iraq.
So there's
Syria
different like different way of living. Like for example, Turkey was so hard, like so hard. And I sometimes I don't want to even think about it. It's just too much. And I don't know how I survived it. Like I remember thinking, because you know when you're a refugee, you don't know what's the future. Like you don't know what's your future. Imagine living a life where like
you don't know what's going to happen next. If you're going to make it, not, you're going to stay there forever. You have no idea. So I remember like in Turkey, I was so scared of even getting to know people or like getting to know friends because I don't know where I'm going next. That was the point. And also, but yeah, like it's.
What year did you leave Iraq?
I left Iraq like 12 years ago, 13 years, something like that.
So like 2000. So it's post-war Iraq?
Post-wars, yeah.
Saddam's gone.
Post-war, yeah.
And now ISIS has moved in, right? Why were you leaving?
It was because of war.
Yeah.
It was very tough because of war and also other things like family stuff that happened. So we had to leave and I left with my mom. I was like very young and my sister and brother, they were like literally babies. I remember my brother was months old. So it wasn't easy to leave.
Where in Iraq were you from originally?
Baghdad.
From Baghdad.
Yeah. I was going to say how can you, product of a country in turmoil, emerge this giant bubbly personality who's, by the way, paved a huge path for any sort of Arabic type influencer on social. How does that happen?
What's your question?
Like, I'm wondering why you started YouTube, how you heard about YouTube, what makes you so likable and charismatic?
Well, likable and charismatic, I don't know, but like,
no, you
I
are,
started.
You are.
Thank you. How I started when I first moved to the United States. Mm. So the thing is, Turkey was hard because like a new language, new everything. You have to learn the language to communicate with
Turkish?
People. I speak a bit, but before I was very good. But then when I moved here, nobody speaks Turkish. But yeah, I understand a lot of Turkish. So yeah, when I first moved to the state, it was also a new start from zero for me. And it was tough and hard. High school, it's like not a fun place by itself. So imagine being there without English. And my English was very like minimum. That's the word.
Yeah. Hey, she told me before we started the podcast, she's like, guys, please forgive me. Don't forget English is my second language.
Well, you do a great job with it.
Yeah, you do. Because I think on Instagram, I was like, yeah, come on, tight, come on the podcast, slide through. And she's like, what are you saying, guy?
What does that mean? Were you inspired by Arab Spring at all? Did you, like, you were young when all that happened, right? Like when all the pro-democracy protests in like Egypt and Yemen and all of these like Arabic girls that were like using Twitter and using social networks to like mobilize. Like, were you too young for all that?
That's not the reason why I started. I started actually, I was in high school and you know, when you move to a new country, they teach you the grammar, which I think I need, like now I need it. But like when you start, they tell you, oh, he is going, like these kind of basic grammar. And that's what I was like, they were teaching us in like ESL with other things. And I was so like, okay, I want to talk. I want to understand people. Mm-hmm. And I'm living in this country. Like I want to be able to communicate. And I talk a lot. Like, you know, that's part of being YouTuber, but like I talk.
No, you're good. You're good at talking.
So I went to my teacher and I was like, okay, I want to learn. Like, I want to talk. This is not helping me. And he goes like, you have to do like extra things and extra work. And I'm like, okay, so what? Just tell me. I'll do anything. And you know, like how they think like you don't want to do the extra work. Mm-hmm. It's like, no, just tell me. And he goes like, okay, first of all, like watch these songs and lyrics. And he gave me a lot of things. And most of it was on YouTube. And he gave me also some like things on YouTube.
So did you watch YouTubers? Growing
not
up,
YouTuber. I start watching like other things and movie with subtitle and songs with lyrics. Mm. And then I got to see YouTubers.
You fall in love with any specific music or songs? Because I hear this a lot.
Yeah.
Foreigners listen to American culture, film.
A lot of songs.
Like Katy Perry? For some reason, Katy Perry.
No, Miley Cyrus.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
What, like
I mean, I love
Disney,
you, Katie.
Disney Miley Cyrus, like Hannah Montana, or like In the Club, High Up Her Miley Cyrus?
All of it.
Okay.
All of it.
What about movies? What was the first English movie you saw when you came over? Do you remember?
English movie? Hmm. I think I saw this movie for The Rock. It's called Gain and Pain or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's him on a football field.
Pain again?
Yeah, and I love The Rock.
Oh, you do?
I love him.
Great.
I love him.
So
I love
great guy.
I love his personality. Like, he's so... just like a role model.
Yeah, he's exactly like that in real life too.
Yeah.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I met him a couple of times and yeah, he's one of those guys.
Yeah, so that's perfect. When I was watching videos and then I saw like a video the thumbnail. Mm. I didn't know it's thumbnail, but like I saw it and it looked so nice. So I clicked on it and then I watched it. It was a makeup tutorial and I'm like, oh my God, like this is so good. Who's this girl? Because I thought she's a celebrity. Mm. But and then I went to her channel and I start watching other videos and then I understood the YouTube world. Because back then I didn't even know of an Arabic YouTuber. Because I was so like, I didn't know if there was people creating content on YouTube. There was Arabic YouTubers, but me being me, YouTube is new in America 5 years ago. So imagine in the Middle East. It was very new. So then I start Googling things or like typing Arabic titles. Mm. And I saw that there was people doing videos on the YouTube, guys mainly. And I was inspired. I created my first video.
But what about your, because taking off on YouTube is one of the hardest things to do. Yeah. And especially now the barrier to entry is crazy. So what about your content made it start happening?
See, I don't know how, honestly, I would be lying if I tell you how, but I created my first video and I posted it on YouTube thinking that I can just delete it anytime and thinking nobody's going to watch it. But then it got thousands of views, not millions, but back then it was a lot. Mm-hmm. And people commenting, I got some people saying like, oh, don't make YouTube videos because you're a girl and like, why are you on the internet? You know, and some people like said, mainly girls, they were like, oh, we love you. Do more videos.
I'm on your page right now. Like,
yeah, don't open any video. I don't like hearing my voice. No.
23 million views?
No, don't. Please.
I'm pregnant for 24 hours?
Oh my God.
Hey, did you lose a lot of weight?
Yeah, I did.
How much weight did you lose?
So I gained weight and I lost weight online. And it was hard.
Was
actually.
It because of being online? Because I mean,
no, something happened in my personal. I lost someone in my personal life, and that like it was a hit for me. And people didn't know online that it was such a moment. I don't know. You know, when you lose someone that you love.
Yeah. Have you ever expressed that to your audience?
Mm-mm, no,
really,
because like now we're filming. I'm like, I shouldn't say that.
Well, no, I think that's interesting because. In YouTube right now, there's a huge shift taking place where people are being more authentic online and that's actually welcomed.
Attractive.
That's true. Yeah. I share things online. I share a lot of things online, but I also keep a lot of it personal.
What's the ratio?
What do you mean?
You know, that means like how much of yourself are you putting on the internet and how much are you keeping to yourself?
I don't know.
Me, for example, I'm probably, what would you say? Like 75-25? Like 75%?
Online,
like people see, no.
I think the number went up a lot when we started the show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we talk about a lot.
Because we talk about everything.
Yeah, it might be 90-10.
Yeah, the vlogs are super animated and it's a lot more of.
I would say 90-10. Yeah.
But I mean.
Maybe 70 is a lot. 60-40.
Is your content strictly entertainment based?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so you don't, do you see yourself ever talking directly to your audience, or do you have, what's your relationship with them?
We're really like a family. My audience, they know a lot about me, Logan. Mm. Sometimes I forget things and they know them. And when I meet them in real life, we don't just like say hi, bye. Like they talk to me as if I'm one of their family. And I didn't understand this at the beginning, but then now I kind of understand it more. It's been years and I do a lot of content. And my content is, I do a lot of stories and storytelling things and they're in my life. And I started when I first moved to the States. So I kind of grew up with them and they see me now. Okay. You're changing and you're doing a bigger things now, but it's always with them, you know?
Yeah. Is it a primarily Arabic speaking demographic? Cause you speak Arabic in your videos.
Yes. Yes.
But the titles are in English.
I don't know.
Some of them, like half and half, right?
Yeah, because some, like Arab people know English. Yeah, they speak English. And also, I don't know, like my network, that's what they translate the videos. I have some of them translated to English.
Did you say your net worth?
Network.
Not this question. Have you found it easier to build an audience? I guess you can't really answer this because you don't know what the other side looks like, but I see a lot of whether Arabic, Spanish or whatever people that have such engaged audiences that are also Arabic or Hispanic or whatever. And so they play right kind of into that audience. Is how much of your audience is Arabic speaking? I mean, everyone, is it 100% or like,
I would say the biggest percentage are Arab because I speak Arabic, but you know what's hard? It's like, I live in the state. So I didn't realize, like, I don't, when I look at these numbers, I know it's like millions of followers, but to me, it's just a number. I felt it when I went to the Middle East.
Mm. Yeah.
That's when I felt it.
Because, what, like, was it, man, like?
Probably getting stopped every 5 seconds.
Were you like a celebrity?
It's different. For yeah. Sure, you sure. feel like a celebrity there. And I'm like,
for sure.
Wait, what? Like, I'm just a normal girl. Like, yeah. And
okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So do people from the Middle East aspire to have an American lifestyle? Or I'm always so fascinated with the differences in our cultures and what their perspective is.
Maybe not aspire. It's just a different culture. Mm-hmm. So they like to see things that are happening here. Like, okay, for example, my school looks different than some of their schools. Yeah. So they like to see the difference between two lifestyles. And also me living here. And my life is kind of crazy. Like, I'm like young, but I have a lot of responsibilities. So they like seeing that.
What are some of your responsibilities?
I'm the oldest in the family.
Do you live with your whole family still?
Mm-hmm. I live with my mom.
Why are you not in L.A.?
See, I like my family.
Yeah. I miss my family.
Yeah. Now my sister, she drives. So now I travel more. I go more to the Middle East. But before that,
is that a sister?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
Benin.
Oh, incredible. What a great camera person.
Can you show her? This is incredible. Just been standing there the whole time. Just
I love you, Benny. And everything.
Just pulse it up.
Yeah, now I can travel more because, like, my sister is, like, taking the responsibility.
Gotcha.
She's getting old enough. Do you stay up to date with YouTube drama?
I know.
What did you think of the whole Tati James Charles situation?
Oh, because you're in the beauty community.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Honestly, see, I love them both, but James is so young. I met him. He's kind of like...
I saw him at Coachella. His butt cheeks were hanging out.
What was your impression?
I don't think what she did is right. Like, we go through a lot of things behind the scenes. We don't talk about it. If we talk about everything that happens behind the scenes, then, oh my God, a million video like that will go and 100 million people will watch it. And we know drama get views. But then if it get views... at the same time, affecting mental health of the other person. Yeah. And it's very hard. I can't even imagine how James felt when that happened to him. Like, hate is not something easy to deal with. Like, it's such...
From millions
it changed
of people.
You.
From
that
literally
sucks.
Million, from 5 to 10 million people.
Yeah, and hating on you and telling you, like, go to hell. They wish death on you. And then they go and harass your family. They just don't... Like, it's not just you. Yeah. Your father, your mom, if they know their accounts, they go and they harass them. And it's not fun.
I think that's the dangerous part. There is that element of you have these people who they feel like they're family.
Yeah.
But then they'll also, if you do anything wrong, like
you regret showing them,
like,
on camera.
It's like Philadelphia Eagles fans. Like, they love you until you drop a pass and then they take your statue down the next day.
Sort of. I gotta stand up for my little gang skirt, bro.
Oh, they're loyal.
Even in my mistakes, they got my back. And I told them, like, not to, like, easy, but, like, they're really loyal. I love you guys.
Yeah, it's like sometimes when drama like this happens, you regret even showing some people on camera. You're like, oh my God, they're gonna get harassed, you know?
Are you saying Tati is a trick ass hoe?
No. But what I said is, like, I feel like she was emotional and she did it just because, like, she's emotional. I want to put it out there. I'm done with you, James. I'm mad at you and you're not listening to me. So I'm going to say this and that. And she didn't, I believe her when she said she didn't realize it's going to be this big, because maybe this is her first drama video. I don't think she's been in a drama before, Tati.
I tried so hard with that whole thing. We talked about it before, but, like, I think looking back now, if you watch that video, you realize how fucking petty the whole thing was.
Dylan, we gotta find a better fucking way to get these notes to me,
dude.
The guests always see you. The guests how racist is America? Like, are we?
I'm not asking.
Are we all right?
No, that's a tricky question.
Wait, why though? I mean, I'm asking, did you experience it? Because I remember this distinctly when I was about, I think 9/11 happened when I was 6 or 7. And I remember.
Yeah, but we can't say Americans. Like,
wait, hold on.
We're Americans. Wait, hold on. We can't, like, no.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I'm just train of thought right here.
Oh, you're shushing me. You're like, hold on.
Yes.
Oh
yes.
My God. How dare you?
Yes. Clap back.
I'm like,
he's in his boxing mode. All right. No. He's just going to start. He's physically clapping.
No,
he's
doing a little bit better.
I'm in the middle of a thought. I'm right in the middle.
You know what? Get to the end.
I will. I'm sure I will. I was 6 or 7 when 9/11 happened. And then when I was 9, I remember watching some piece on the news about how, this thing called racism spiked after 9/11, specifically with Arabic people because of 9/11. And so I'm wondering, like, was there any ripple effect that you felt maybe because of that? Or because that's, I'm sure, to this day, still very prominent in the United States. Maybe not so much here in LA, but like other places, sure. So did you feel that?
I mean, my mom is a hijabi. So
what does that mean?
She wears the scarf.
Okay.
And when I'm out with her in some places sometimes, I can see like some looks. They don't talk because we are here and we look American, like her kids.
Also, it's 2019. Like,
yeah. So
people are silent with their racism now.
It's scary, really? Because like they judge you based on something that they don't even know the meaning of it. Like they judge you about something that they hear in the news. It's like, no, this is not right. Like people hear a lot of things about American people in the news, but when they come here and they meet you guys, they'd be like, oh my God, they're so sweet. Like American, that's what they say about American people. They're very simple. They're very like sweet when you talk to them.
You think that's true?
It's true. Like when I first moved to the state, I thought that oh my God, this is America. I expected something different. And then I came here and it's just normal people. People that wear like normal, like just stuff, like normal stuff. They're not
Did you come straight to Michigan?
No.
Where did you first come in?
I went to Washington, Seattle.
Okay.
And then we couldn't stay there. It was like, it was like hard.
That's refreshing to hear.
I wonder if you like came in through Texas, how that would have been.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Or like New York.
Somewhere. Oh my God, my friend was telling me a story. So we were in New York and we were driving. So he was telling, he's American, but he's from like, he was born here. And we stopped at a gas station and it looked very weird, scary. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to stop here. It's very scary. He's like, no, you haven't seen anything. Mm-hmm. Like if you see he told me a story when he was with his sister in Texas and she's a hijabi too. She had to leave because like in the hospital, they told her you can't wear your scarf.
Yeah.
Sanitization. Yeah. You're not clean if you're wearing this scarf. And that, I couldn't believe him. Like, really? He's like, yeah, they told her you have to take it off because you're not, like, you can't have this on your head. And it's like for religious reasons. It's not like her, like, it's just like clothes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, he told me the story and I'm like, really? And he looks like he's very.
Why are you not a hijabi?
It's just my choice.
Is it that easy? Does your mom have an opinion about that?
My mom, like she trusts me a lot and I love this relationship with her. So she's not like the mom that will force anything on you.
Are you super religious?
I'm not the perfect Muslim girl, but I love my religion. Yeah.
But you are indeed Muslim.
Yes.
Got you.
Yes, I am.
So what does that... It's pronounced hijab. How do you pronounce
it? Hijabi. It means hijabi. The girl with like scarf on.
So is that how is that in the Middle East? Because I know there's a lot of nations that are starting to kind of wake up and feel as though not all women should have to wear them. Am I mistaken?
No, it's not like that. It's just like the thing about hijab. It's most of the family, like the Middle East families, it's like a choice. You can like choose to wear it or not. Some culture like if you're living in the Middle East and your culture and everyone's wearing it, like, okay, it's part of the culture and also the religion. Don't get me wrong. Like they're going to like tear me up in the comment culture. It's part of the religion, you know?
So
my family, it's a choice. I can't talk about my family
behind it. Is it because I've read that it's to like, so women can't be seen by other men.
Isn't it a respect thing?
I also second that question.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know the answer. Like, it's for religious.
And maybe that's why she doesn't wear it. If you can't wrap your head around
it. I thought it was to cover the face of the woman out of respect for the woman, because it's like a, it's like showing skin in their religion is not right for a woman to do. So like in America, it's the same thing that we went through where like back in the day, like women wore pants all the time. They wore long sleeve shirts. Now they wear nothing and they go on Instagram and pose naked. You know, like we've went through that whole thing there, or in that religion, they cover everything because men should not be sometimes seeing the skin.
There's women.
See, the thing is, like big part of that is for religious purposes.
Yeah.
And also some of it is for culture purposes. Like it's both, but mainly it's for religion.
What's the, this is so fascinating to me. Cause like it's three white dudes asking an Arabic girl about something excuse our ignorance. Like I'm actually genuinely curious about this. So, because there's the hijab where the face is showing and then there's some where just the eyes are showing.
Like, Logan, can we not talk about this, please? Please.
Yeah. Because
I'm ignorant too in some of these things.
Okay.
And like, I don't want to like-
As long as I'm not offending you.
And I don't
want to
offend my people. Like they're watching. So I'm sorry.
Last word on it. The traditional form is to maintain modesty and privacy.
But my mom is hijabi,
males.
You know, like my mom, her choice is to wear hijab. My choice is at the moment, not. I don't know. In the future, I might wait. I don't know.
Yeah. Nice.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So in general, you like America?
Yeah.
You think it's dope?
I love America.
Any sort of like fast food restaurants or anything you like?
I love how we changed the subject. Oh my God. I see you.
That was smart.
My man's got a gold chain on.
No, that was a weird
different
transition. You like America? What kind of question is that?
I don't know. You got a boyfriend. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Why not? Are you dating?
That was smooth.
Like, no, I don't have a boyfriend.
What's good, Noor? Why not? The first girl I ever had a crush on, she was Arabic and her name was Noor.
My God. Oh my God.
I think it might have been you.
Are you kidding?
She lived in Cleveland.
But yeah, no.
Her name was Noor?
Yeah, Noor. Yeah, no, I'm that serious.
Are you actually
dead ass serious? Yeah, Mac, when I told him you were coming on the podcast today, he's like, wait, Noor from like middle school? And I was like, whoa,
oh,
I forgot.
God.
Yeah, Noor.
Wow.
Wow. Noor is our dope.
It's true.
Can I say it like
but why aren't you dating?
Is it a distraction?
Huh?
Is it a distraction to your massive
I'm not
amounts
dating.
Of views?
Actually, I'm not dating because I'm busy.
Yeah.
How many videos do you post a week?
That's the reason. Like my life is so busy that I don't know if I have time for a relationship. And you know, like how I think of a relationship is different. Like it's a person, like it needs your time, needs your you being there. You're not gonna just, I don't like playing. Mm. So I don't do like the dating thing where like, I just want to get to know someone. No, this is a waste of time.
Oh.
So like, I don't want to waste my time. And then—
Damn, you a baddie.
No, I'm just like saying how I think. I mean,
yeah,
I'm not judging any other girls.
I'm literally the same as you. No, bro, like mad respect. You got shit to do.
Yeah.
She got a world to take over. Like get that bread, bro.
Thank you. And yeah, so I don't date for fun and I haven't met the right guy, I guess.
Did you watch, I don't know how to say this without just, again,
just saying it.
This
huh?
is so fascinating to
Allah
me.
Allah yustur.
Like, no, here's me getting cultured.
Allah yustur.
Hey, I'm getting cultured on the internet. Like, I wish I would have had this conversation offline. But
no,
like,
no, this is great, man. Okay.
All right.
Embrace it.
My ex-girlfriend was half Chinese. And growing up, it wasn't seeing like a Chinese role model besides maybe like Jackie Chan wasn't super prominent, especially female Chinese.
Yeah.
Female Chinese women.
Woman.
Yeah, yeah. Female Chinese, as opposed to male Chinese women. 2019, anything can happen. But she watched Mulan, for example, and she felt empowered after she watched it. She's like, wow, I can be someone. I can do what I want to do and I can achieve my goals. Did you have that with any Arabic film? Or the one that comes to mind is Jasmine from Aladdin.
Yeah.
Was there any sort of inspiration there? And again, this could be the most ignorant question. I'm fucking walking on eggshells here. No, please don't tear me apart.
Yeah, definitely. When you watch someone like on the internet or in a movie, they inspire you. I mean, I love the entertainment industry since I was a child, but like I didn't think I would do it. I remember like I was watching TV when I was very like young and my grandma was there and I was like, I asked her a question.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And she reminded me of this story. She's like, I was sitting and I told her, Grandma, have you ever thought of being on TV? And she responded to me, no, like that's no. Because in our culture back in the days, like girls, like they don't be on TV. And when I got famous, my grandma knew about it. And she told me this story. She's like, when you asked that question, Noor, I knew there's something on your mind.
Whoa.
She's like, I knew this girl's like something in her mind, but I didn't know that you're going to do all of this. And I'm like, oh, really, grandma? Like, so, yeah, I watch people for Jasmine. I mean, I love the movie, but does it inspire me?
Was there one in particular? I didn't have to be anyone. Jasmine. It was like...
Here in America, you mean?
Arabic creators that made you feel like you could do what you're doing.
But
now.
Not male, not females, male. A male.
Who was it?
He's a singer in the Middle East, and I loved him so much because of his story. He grew up with a single mom, and he like struggled a lot, and then he made it. And his story inspired me a lot, so I always like looked up to him in a way. And I met him actually. I did a video with him, and thank God he was sweet in real life.
Is that a weird feeling meeting people that you've grown up watching? And
it is. It was, but then I'm like, you kind of cool with it, you know? You're like, okay. We're friends now.
Oh, you're hot shit. Oh, you're hot shit.
Like he was farting a little too much. He was wearing it.
No, he's so sweet, actually, in real life.
Nah, Nora's in her hot shit phase.
All
right. You're going through it.
All right, respect.
I remember when I first met the Smosh guys. Because Smosh, I mean, Jake and I named our first channel Zoosh. It was like some cheesy, shitty spinoff of Smosh. And I remember meeting, I think it was Ian. Might have been Anthony. And they're like, yeah, man, like, congratulations on your success. Like, I like your videos. I was like, whoa.
Damn.
I was like, yo, you're the reason I literally started making videos.
I met Such Michelle Phan.
Oh, my God. Did she inspire you to start?
That's the moment where I was like, oh, my God. Like,
yeah.
I made
because
it.
She was the, I think she was, her video was the first YouTube video I watched. It was like, can you Google it?
Yeah. Is that
it's
the
like, Spanish makeup look? It's like red thumbnail. That's what I remember. So red I'm thumbnail? Guessing it's okay. My first. It's this one, I think.
Left?
Yeah, Spanish Rose.
Wow.
That's the video that I remember.
So this is Michelle Phan, who, by the way, for those of you who do not know,
I love you, Michelle.
Could be this girl that we're watching right here, could be the most successful YouTuber to have ever graced a platform. She started a company called Ipsy that sold for $250 million. $500 million. Michelle Phan. She cashed out. This chick made it. You picked a good idol.
Yeah.
I asked her to marry me once. That was weird.
Really?
It was for like some Vine. I think it was at VidCon. But so this is the video that you watched that started you on your YouTube endeavors. Yeah.
What was your first video that like popped and you're like, damn,
by the way,
I got
met
a career
her
here.
And I want to say that she's so nice in real life.
She is.
She's amazing. And I loved her even more. And now really? We're like cool friends. She actually the one that told me you're born on the first day of summer. My birthday is June 21st.
Ipsy's now valued at $800 million.
But she doesn't own it now.
No, she's co-owner. She's a partner. Yeah, but like,
that's
wow.
Insane.
Yeah. She played the game and she won.
So what'd she do? What's that model there? She created a makeup line through her following, through her videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually,
and it just blew up.
Yeah, and her
makeup's
dream,
huge, man.
Yeah,
her dream was to take care of her mom. So like, she has really good.
Oh,
story.
She's taking care of a lot of moms.
Yeah. Moms, dads, brothers.
That's awesome. I'm trying to think
countries.
I'm gonna look
whole
up
countries.
Smosh dolls. Does anyone remember this? dolls.
That was the first video.
I got hit with an ad. Oh no, it's not Toyota, and I gotta wait 13 seconds.
Oh my God.
You hate to see it. You hate to see it.
Why do I not have YouTube Premium?
You can't be complaining. I mean, you have ads on in your show.
You're damn right I do. I put one every 10 minutes.
I watch a lot of like your episodes and a lot of your ads. Like,
oh,
you
really?
Have a lot of ads.
What kind of ads?
In the middle. Every 10 minutes,
every
you
10
have
minutes.
Like an ad.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Hey, you gotta make some money, bro.
But he doesn't have sponsors, so
look,
that's why I was like, okay.
Have you all ever seen this video?
Theories? Yeah, but we're
doubted you, too. Because I watched his video. I was like, I could do this.
It's so funny.
That was right.
8.9 million views.
It's so funny to see like what inspired her and then what inspired Logan. And you could make such a clear connection between that and their content now. Like, she's like, I was inspired by Michelle Phan and like, you know, women empowerment. Logan's like, look at these dolls making out with each other. That's pretty cool. I can do that too.
That was good, Mike. See, that's why I love Mike on this show. Yep.
We all love
Mike. Just
want
to bring a little like, comedy, you know?
Yeah.
That's it. Lightheartedness. Fun.
Look at him.
I'm going to need you to turn that around one more time. What videos of Norse
for young to watch?
What? I don't get it.
Well, because you tried to hide it this time, and I was too quick for even me to see, bro.
It's like,
I don't.
Well, you inspired by Michelle Phan's video, so maybe there's a video of yours.
Oh, yeah. Really do you have? I mean, like, here's one, for example, that I was looking at might inspire.
Oh, my God.
Boob hacks.
No.
Let's see what we got.
Nice.
Boob hacks that every girl should know.
Okay, let's talk about this. So,
what are some boob hacks?
I talked about period, like in the Middle East, and it was apparently a big deal. Like, periods are normal. We all, like, not all, like, girls, all the girls have period. So, I just didn't understand why we're not supposed to talk about these things online as long as we're doing it in a respectful way, you know? So,
did you see that movie, Period?
No.
There's a movie called Period about...
Dylan's always got some weird offshoot like movie or video that no one sees.
It's an offshoot.
There's a movie called Period. It's a short film.
Movie called Period. It's a short film. Won the award.
Women in the Middle East.
Women in the Middle East.
Oh, really?
Women in the Middle East.
When did they release this video, movie, though?
Oh, wow.
Very recently. Three months ago.
Oh, really?
My dog, I've not to really just jump off the bandwagon here, but my dog, Ginger... Man, I didn't spay her, and she's gonna start having periods. Like I got so maybe.
Are you kidding me?
Do you have to have like a
you
talk?
Didn't know that?
No,
yeah, you knew that.
I had no idea.
Female dogs, she will start bleeding. I'm gonna have to put a diaper on her.
Spayed ASAP.
Sure. No, she's beautiful.
Do you sit down and have like a talk with her?
Because if you walk in the backyard, she chases after you. Does nothing but just goes like this.
She's all bark, no bite, bro. You got nothing to worry about.
And you're in your room just doing work.
He's gonna take care of her.
It's terrible.
Sucks.
All right, so what are some boob hacks? And did you experience any like major backlash when talking about having a period?
Yeah, I did actually. It was like even other YouTubers, like guys YouTubers, and we were at events and they would be like, oh, you that video, like we talked about it a lot when we were like chilling. And I'm like, oh really, you did? And they're like, yeah, we did. And like they say it in a cool way because I'm cool with all the YouTubers, but I'm like, why? Like, it's normal. You guys do a lot of videos about like so many things and nobody say anything. Like, why? When and
yeah, like
mind you,
sausage hacks.
Mind you,
cock hacks.
Mind you, when I like filmed this video, I say in the beginning of the video, this is for girls only. So why are you watching it? So you watch it and it's just tips. I'm not here showing my like.
You're not being Mia Khalifa.
Yeah.
You know. You got any thoughts on Mia Khalifa? While we're visiting that
we're here
that area
we're,
of life
we're here.
Can we not he talk about?
Of course, we cannot. Can I talk about her?
No, she's not saying anything.
She does not want to talk about this. I could tell.
Yeah, because like nowadays, all the like whenever they hear the word Arab, they say, "Oh, Mia Khalifa." Like what?
I was fed this by the producer. I am so sorry.
Yeah, like okay, we have me. More than Mia Khalifa. We have.
Wait, that's not.
Are
that's
people,
not what he's saying.
Really pissed off?
I'm thinking that's what the
community
question is.
Yeah,
off? That's
what I was asking.
Yeah, because whenever like. Let's say me, I posted Gary Vee posted a picture with me and like you go through his comment. My manager sent me a comment of person said, she looks like Mia Khalifa. Come on, like just they hear the word Arab and they link it to Mia Khalifa. I mean, I don't have anything against the girl. Like we're free to do whatever.
I do because she puts dudes on blast after they slide in her DMs and I don't like that. Like I mean, she puts every college quarterback that has ever slid in her DMs on blast on her Instagram.
Really?
Like DMs are a solemn, sacred place.
She's got a boyfriend and they know that.
Egyptian hieroglyphs, DMs.
Same kind of sacredness. Like, I mean, is anything sacred anymore? Like, literally.
Just
boob hacks. Tell you what, yeah. Pretty
can
sacred.
You close the
you want me to wrap this
no,
up?
That.
Close the video.
What's on the right?
I like this face.
Oh my God.
I'm going to try to get a good frame here. That's a good one.
Oh.
I mean, I'm proud of the video. Like, I don't care.
That's correct.
Mm.
What game?
Sleepy.
This is what Logan does. Just all throughout the day. Just starts to consume random pieces of content.
You're inspired now. With me here. You're like giving all these ideas to
him. Hey, let's do a segment, huh? Oh, Dylan, flash segment right as
let's
I said
do a
it.
Segment.
Segment. Spencer has some facts for us. It's yes! a segment with Spencer.
Okay.
I do.
Where's the soundboard, dummy?
Is it about the Middle East?
Let's do a segment.
I'm not going to go until I get the sound, okay? Because it's not real.
Well, he's got to unlock the iPad. You know what I realized about podcasts, which is kind of nice? Like, in a way, we really don't have to rush. Like, if we want to wait for Mike to pull up the soundboard, like...
We can chill.
Wait for him to hit facts.
Just get a little stretch in here.
Whenever you're ready, man. Literally, just go ahead and hit this. I'll do it, I guess. It's not connected.
Okay.
Fuck this shit. Yo, what are the facts, Spencer?
My vibe's off now, but we're going to try. So a YouTuber who fed a homeless man a toothpaste-filled Oreo, he is going to face 15 months in prison.
Good.
His name's Kangwa Ren.
He should also face an ass beating.
I love this segment.
What the fuck did you just say?
This dude fed a homeless man an Oreo filled with toothpaste outside of a supermarket in Barcelona.
And
so he offered the homeless man 20 euro, I believe, and offered to like pay his family to not take legal action. But the dude, he was smart. He took legal action. And I think he has to pay him like
$22,300.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, euros. So
euros. Okay.
Facts.
Oh, there we go.
What's the crime?
That would suck.
What is the crime?
So the crime. I'm just curious. Yeah.
Yeah. Because weird one. Clearly it's not cool, but also I didn't know this was illegal.
It's in damages.
Probably some sort of poison thing, I feel like.
No, it was just in like...
You didn't know it's illegal, Logan?
Not even like illegal.
You knew it was illegal to fill...
It was a crime...
Oreos with toothpaste?
It was a crime against moral integrity.
I was just going to say legal.
You're hurting someone.
Is that a crime?
Legal has nothing...
In Spain.
Legal has nothing to do with it. Who gives a fuck?
Even here,
legal,
I feel
dude?
Like... Exactly.
Like, it's just don't do it. Don't be a fucking
idiot. Hold on. That's
idiot,
what we're talking
dude.
About, bro.
That's what I'm asking. Talking about. I've jumped in and now I'm talking, so shut up. All right? Shut the fuck up. It's not... Who cares if it's illegal? It's immoral. Why would you feed a man a fucking Oreo with fucking toothpaste in it?
Man, obviously.
Like, just don't do that.
Obviously, Mike.
Don't do that.
That's what we do on the show. We're picking apart a subject.
Yeah. Well, you drank too much coffee before you got on text. You've been like, there's no fucking time. I can't say shit. So shut up.
I mean... Double stuffs are just so good, and to just
oh my god! Can you imagine the joy?
Double stuff like that.
The homeless man was probably like, "Oh, stoked. Double stuff
it's
Oreo. It's been
day.
So long, and it's just toothpaste."
Then he's about to cry for the homeless man.
Oh god!
It's just terrible. It's just terrible.
Did he say what the point was?
He's probably not gonna face. He's not gonna have to go to jail. Like he'll pay the fine, but he's a first time offender, so they're saying he won't have to go to jail, which is interesting.
Wait, sorry, so he's not going to jail?
Probably not. He could, though. I mean, imagine being in jail. What would that conversation be like? Hey, what'd you do, man?
I fed a toothpaste.
Oh, this kid looks like a real fuck-ass, if you ask me.
Damn it.
He looks like an Oreo filled with toothpaste. He actually just looks like the toothpaste.
Well, I think it's interesting because what are people willing to do for views now?
Man, and this is so super hypocritical talking to me, man. Like, what do you want from me, guy? Is this a dig?
What the fuck is
I've
wrong
done
with
some
you,
dumb
Spencer?
Shit, Spencer.
Give us a YouTube channel, all right, man?
Nah, but I mean...
But you're a different person now,
no,
right?
I'm not.
Same. You're the same?
No, I'm joking. What was the worst thing that you did?
You said no, I'm not a lot louder than no, I'm joking. Why don't you just say that
I said
more
no, I'm joking. Hey.
What was the worst thing that you did for views? That you can like consciously be like, yeah, fucked up.
Are you seriously
other
asking
than
me
the Japan?
Oh, no, not that thing, not that thing.
So
other than
I'm next gonna go to the next thing. I'm gonna go
no,
next thing.
What are you talking about? You're my roommate.
Wait, hold on.
You filmed the suicide prevention video afterwards.
I know, but I mean, Spencer's been he's been doing a lot with like plants and shit lately. He's very busy botany. And
I just, you know what? I fucked up.
It's all right, Spencer.
What
do
you mean?
Like, no, like
no, like other than
it's
like
other
drama.
Than that, man.
This
like,
is a tough topic for me to because like. I've done. I don't know.
Lot.
Like I don't like. My mistake was definitely immoral. That's immoral. I don't know, bro.
You
want to
talk
now,
about the KSI
man.
Thing a little right now?
I was gonna. I'll talk about it in here. I'll also talk about it.
It's interesting though that you didn't go to prison or anything. Like you didn't. You didn't have any legal action.
So you do want to talk about the KSI thing, or you want to talk about it, Jake and Logan?
No, I'll do both.
All right.
Okay, let's do both.
Yeah. Hey, do you want to run it? You got it. You got,
I have
why don't
more,
you do it?
I have more facts. Me.
Who's your favorite YouTuber?
Are we done with
my
that?
Favorite YouTuber?
Yes.
KSI. That's why we said that.
No.
Oh.
Actually, I met KSI. He's.
Whoa! What is that? What does that sound?
What'd you say just now?
He's.
See,
He's a fucking nice guy. Just say
yeah,
it. Just
he's
say
very
it.
Nice.
Oh, wait, we know that. But also, like, oh, fuck that guy, dude.
No, actually, he's so sweet. I was supposed to do zip lining with him, but I slept. I couldn't wake up, so I'm sorry.
KSI. Hear that, KSI? You weren't worth it.
No, no, no.
Do you think
no,
they're
going
to become friends after the second fight?
No, I love KSI. Them, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. I think
they're
so
doing
too.
This for drama, yeah. For the whole thing. But like, they're gonna be good friends.
KSI posted a video.
No.
You disgust me.
Yo, do you want me to list off another fact, or did I just fuck it up?
Because this is a good segment to talk about a thing, bro.
That's good. No, that's good.
I'll say it.
So you didn't answer my question.
What was your question?
My favorite.
Who's
YouTuber?
Your favorite YouTuber?
Ooh.
Come on.
I don't know. I don't watch YouTube.
Oh my god. You're a YouTuber,
Dobrik.
You don't watch YouTube. What kind of lies? You know, you have to give me a name, Yellow.
What?
Is it David
Dobrik? I like watching people.
I don't consume content.
He really doesn't.
You can say
it. No creator content is being consumed here. I consume content 90% of the time, besides the occasional shit content that I need to clear my mind.
Yeah.
That in some way I'm learning something.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Not always like some sort of philanthropic, because I love things that provide value to my life.
Yeah, he's currently installing a contraption in his room where
apparatus.
A ball drops and then it goes down a track, hits
dominoes.
A mouse wheel. Dominoes.
I love those videos though, bro. When it's the end of the day, I'm just like, whoa, and the marble hits like a fire extinguisher who like puts out a flame that lights a match and like, all right, so KSI thing, we're back here.
Okay.
Been trying to say it for a minute. You'll catch us on Jake Logan. Subscribe to that channel on Saturday.
Can they subscribe now?
KSI made a response. Yeah. KSI made a response video to Deji. It's like an hour long. They're in some sort of beef. I don't know.
I know. And it's hard, honestly. Like, family beef is so hard. It's terrible.
Especially when you both just.
It's like, this is your
story's
family.
Never going.
This is
gonna
your
go.
Family. When you beef with your family,
yeah.
It hurts a lot. Like,
yeah.
You're hurting your family
especially
and they're hurting
online.
You. And then you have a lot of enemies that they're going to talk about in their broadcast, talk about you and
yeah.
Like.
No, I'm doing it. So KSI tweeted, if you're wondering why there aren't any ads on the video, it's being claimed by Logan Paul's network. Hayden, my editor, sent this to me. I just finished my workout, picked up the phone.
So you were real aggressive.
I was fucking on it, bro. Had a great practice. Hayden's like, okay, so I was trying to vilify you again. I don't know why he's Australian now. He's from the UK. But
wrangling a gator.
He's like, yeah, Case, I tried to vilify you. I was like, this is perfect. What a pussy. Like whining about like his video being claimed. So I just went right to Twitter, right to the tweet. And I tweeted, ha ha, fuck you, pussy. Cause I was like, great, I'm gonna get the money he used now for or he's gonna make now for using my impulsive clip, and he's my mortal enemy. My luck, the money's all being donated to suicide prevention charity. Fucking fuck me, bro. Like I had no, there was no research period, and so a couple of people hit me up. He's like, they're like, yo, I don't know how to say this. The money that you are taking from KSI is being donated to suicide prevention. I'm like, oh.
I go up to him, and when I wake up, I go. Hey, do you use your brain ever before you do shit?
No, but
or
also,
you just
but also,
fucking do
no,
shit,
but
dude.
Also, no. No, no, no. Fuck you. This was the most innocent, maybe a little hasty mistake. Like, come on. Yo, fuck you. I'm not done.
I was going to support you, but all right.
I had two options. I had two options, right? I'm sitting there. I had two options. One, I was like, it's great. I'll take the money and donate it myself. Or two, I was like, remove the tweet, remove the claim, which by the way, I had nothing to do with. It was like an automatic thing because he used a 30-second clip from Impulsive, obviously the number one podcast in the world.
They're going to claim that.
So
it's valuable
it got
content. Claimed.
So I was like, so I chose to remove it and then like obviously clarify that KSI was still indeed a pussy. Like I don't take that back at all. But the claim was removed so he can donate the money to suicide
what
prevention.
What clip was it out of curiosity that they used?
It was talking to Deji. And then I saw this tweet today, and I'm going to shout you out again soon by this guy, Colossal is Crazy. Logan gives $1 million to suicide charity. Nobody cares. Logan accidentally withholds fund that we're going to suicide charity. Everyone mad. I'm done. This guy's life is so shit.
Oh
and I was just
God.
Like, yo, it's so true. Like, finally someone got my back and it got some traction. And someone commented, his comments were more aggravating. And the dude said back, what, for calling someone a pussy? LOL. And the response was essentially yes. And then the dude said, you're a pussy. Like you are, like you fucking snowflakes. Get over it. Get over it.
I've recently liked wading into the hate.
I'm dying.
Like, I like it now. Like, as soon as you turn the hate into, like, something that you're just like, yo, I'm the fucking bad guy, bro. Fucking hate me, please. Just make sure you keep engaging with my posts. Like them, do whatever you do. The hate's actually kind of fun, bro.
It can be kind of.
It can be. No, this is brand new.
Okay,
Honestly, like what he said, you do something wrong, and then everyone talks about it.
Was dope.
But then when you do something good, no one even mention it. Like,
people care. I'm not even worried about that. Yo, if you're that simple-minded that you want something, you're looking for something to get mad at, and I can be that person. Yo, I got you, bro. Like, get mad at me. Like, you're gonna end up in a very different place in life than I'm gonna end up, and everyone in this room is gonna end up. Like, true. No, you're on it. You got it, champ.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
I'm here to support. I don't know what I.
Hey, anyways, you got another fact?
Facts.
Wow.
What a tangent.
That was like 10 hours.
Sorry about that.
Let me pull up my facts.
This fucking toothpaste Oreo dickhead.
Jeez. Piece of shit.
So there's a new report that suggests a high likelihood that human civilization is coming to an end by 2050.
Saw that.
Oh my God. Why do they want to end us?
No.
It's us.
This is us ending us.
Wow.
Question for you, Spencer.
Yep.
For you. What would you do differently starting today?
What are you gonna
if you only had 30 years left to live? And you fucking knew it.
I'd hang out with Jordan Belfort.
Facts. That's amazing. That's a great idea.
How about you guys? What would you do?
I would do the same thing because then I'd not only be with Wolf of Wall Street, but I would be with my boy Spencer too, bro.
True. Popping bottles of bubbly. 30 years is more than I've already been alive. I'm going to do the exact same goddamn thing that I'm doing now because it's awesome.
Yeah. So at what point do you think humans are going to be like, ah, we should probably do something about this?
Right at the cusp, you've had this moment. I do it all the time. Right at the cusp, when you look around, you're like, oh, yo, we fucked up. That last, remember at Yosemite, we were climbing the waterfall and we went a little too far. And we're like, this is where one of us dies.
Yeah.
Like, we should probably turn back.
This is where the atmosphere blows out.
Yep. I talked about it on Twitter recently. It's because of the majority of people being so fucking stupid. And so if you educate and mobilize, the 5% that are like, yo, we have to do something right now. The other 95% are like, well, if I just eat some In-N-Out and maybe have some more soda. And then everyone just dies because of those fucking people. Dude.
Would you change your lifestyle? If knowing today you only had 30 years left to live.
Would I change my lifestyle? Yes, I would.
What would you do?
I would do a lot of other things that I'm like not doing now.
Ride a horse? Clean a plate?
Do something like I have a lot of things that I want to
clean a plate with.
Wash a rug. Go
see,
swimming.
That's a topic that we laugh at, but actually, it's kind of scary. Like cleaning people are busy with war and like all of these things, and they don't realize that this planet also need us to focus.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Is that true? I don't even think like that's really true. The 2050 thing. Oh man.
No, that's just what.
Well, so why did they pick such a clean year? 2053.
I'll be honest with you. That's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Yeah, the world's not ending. Even if we spiked by like 50% more, I just don't believe it. I'm not buying. That's 30 fucking years from now, dude. The whole world is trees. Everyone, what are we going to do?
I think a lot of the, you know, I'm on the side of, yo, climate change is real. But at the same time, I also see a lot of these reports that are being made and they don't take into account the speed of technology. So I do think that once the right people, once, you know, conscious people get in power, like we can change shit quick.
You think we're heading towards conscious people being in power?
Yeah, I think so.
How long do you think it's going to take?
I mean, dude, I don't know. 5 to 10 years. I think we'll start seeing a really big shift.
Jake and I are running for president in 2030.
No. I said conscious people. We're talking about actual human. Like,
2032, Jake and I will be running for president.
I think by that time
don't say that about them. Yes, they've been through a lot, honestly.
You don't think we're going to be well-versed?
Yeah, that doesn't qualify you,
Nah, listen. I said to Jake at dinner the other day, I said, Jake, who's going to be president? And he said, we should play rock, paper, scissors.
Do you realize that people talk about you guys you're not even human. You don't have feelings. That's how they talk about you sometimes.
Pretty accurate.
But that's not...
It's not true, but maybe slightly.
No, you have a lot of emotions.
No, I do. And I don't often
in the show, you're like, I don't have emotion. I don't cry. No, you cry.
Well, I know. Yeah, I cry. Yeah. Everyone in this room seen me cry. Yep. But like, I don't know. It's just... Maybe I'm not as open as most people.
Yeah.
Like maybe
on the
maybe
internet,
I don't cry
but
as
not
often.
In your You're, real life with your people. Well, which I mean, is like, true. Wait, like
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What do you think I have to cry about?
A lot. Yeah.
Regrets.
You're opening up like a little butterfly.
Don't act
man.
Like you're
don't
living the perfect
it.
Life. No, you're not living the perfect life, Logan.
Not even close.
You having a big house and some cars, that's life? No.
It's not even close.
It's pretty lit.
No, it's fun.
It's pretty lit.
It's pretty dope, dude. I'm not, I wish I could complain and be like, everything's
so hard.
Let's be
honest. We can't complain when it comes to money, but when it comes to emotions and real life thing, we go through a lot of things that normal people don't even understand.
Like,
and that's when people judge you and be like, oh, but you have everything. It's like, no, I have feelings and I'm feeling some things that you can't even understand.
I think where he is at now is he definitely went through that phase. Like back a year ago when shit was going crazy and everybody was gunning after him. Yeah. But I think now, I'm with you, bro. This situation's pretty
it's
damn
pretty
lit.
Good.
We got the number one podcast in the world.
I don't
got
have a lot
G-Wagon
to complain about.
That's swagged out.
Swagged out.
And you got a bed. Big ass bed with a
big ass
bed,
dog.
Big ass dog that barks
like or is he, or I'll play
that's happiness.
I'll play on Northside here and be like, or has he just gotten really good has he just gotten really good at like masking? You know, like no tears shed for calm.
Maybe,
like,
yeah. He has a lot of enemies now, especially like after the things that happen. So he's like, I'm not going to make my enemies win on me, which I understand. Yeah. I know that. And I get it. And then you're Logan Ball and you were like number one on YouTube at one point and then you disappeared. So I get it. And people are hating on you all the time. So how do you deal with hate? People don't understand that you have feelings, some of them, some haters. So you're like, okay, I'm just going to be like, you're not affecting me.
I may have to disagree with you here. Agree to disagree. Because, like, man, a lot of influencers, YouTubers, like, yeah, they have things going on. But, yo, there are people, even just going to Watts Empowerment Center this last Saturday. Was it Saturday?
Yeah.
Things can get so bad. So even at the lowest point in my life, I looked around and I'm like, man, it could get so much worse. I am so blessed. And I understand everyone has feelings and everyone goes through stuff. But like, please, if you're going to cry in a Ferrari, understand you're crying in a fucking Ferrari. You're going to be okay.
But they're still crying and they're still feeling sadness and they're still going through a lot. So I don't agree
with you. You know what's worse than that? You know what's worse than that? Crying in the middle of a village in Africa with no food and water for the last 3 weeks.
I'm a refugee.
Okay, so you're I'm speaking your language, yes?
So many things. So me saying that, I've been through so much things in my life. Things that you can't even imagine.
So do you believe in perspective?
Yes.
So
because
then,
like I don't judge people who have Ferrari or I have friends that were born rich. Okay, so these people don't have emotions. They don't go through things
pain,
because they're rich and their family have a lot of money.
I've heard.
Pain.
I've heard this before. Suffering is suffering. That's what you're going to say.
No, I'm just going to say, not suffering is suffering, but pain is all relative. So, like, the kid in Africa who lost his arm to disease and has no food, when he gets to a 10 out of 10 pain, that's his worst pain.
Yeah.
When you're Kong died and that's your 10 out of 10 pain. Pain feels like pain, whether you're dying in Africa or whether you're Pomeranian and got hit by a Ferrari. Pain is pain. And so like, if you're feeling pain out there, but you live in a huge house in Greenwich, Connecticut, it's still fucking pain. I feel
we understand
I feel for
certain
you.
Situation. Like
that's just how
people,
it works. Pain is pain. Every human pain is a human emotion. People feel it.
Yeah.
If you're
and
saying you're not
go
feeling
through
pain,
some
you're
bad
lying.
Situation. Yeah.
You're
lying. I'm agreeing with you. Like your situation is better than some other people's situation. Like me now. Oh my God. Looking back at some of my friends that I left, and I told you I've been through something that really changed my life and made me gain a lot of weight. I lost a friend that I left in Turkey, and that hurt me so much because me and that kid, we planned like, oh my God, he's going to Australia. I'm going to America. We're going to meet. We're going to do this and that. And then I heard, oh, he's gone. So, okay, the situation is different. It's just like another world. But they have pain and you have pain and the person who is a billionaire has pain. And I have friends that are billionaires and they're going through so much pain. So you can't say, oh my God, I'm not like allowing myself to feel pain because my situation is better. No, you can feel it.
I agree. And I do. I do. But then.
But you're masking
often,
it and you're
no,
making
I'm not masking it.
Like you're telling
it. No,
people,
I'm not masking
if you have a house and you're like, have a parent, you shouldn't complain because someone doesn't have a parent. No,
not what I'm saying. That's not what
I'm
saying.
That's what I understand.
I'm saying put it into perspective. Also, I'm not masking pain. I think everyone at this house knows there is no masking for me. If I want to act tough to do something, maybe I don't want to put it online.
There's no, like, my emotions are right here. I get excited. You see it. I'm the most animated person ever. I'm not worried about crying on the internet or anything. I'm just saying, like, again, I said this before. I may have to agree to disagree. I'm a hyper realist when it comes to this stuff. You're going to be okay. If you live in a mansion, like, and you're feeling pain because, I don't know, your dog ran away, like, sucks, yo. Sucks. But life goes on.
What if you live in a mansion and your dad overdosed on, like, heroin or some shit?
Horrible. Horrifying.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, but you still have a mansion. I'm just saying, like, you got to, first of all, the main thing to take away from this conversation is none of us sitting here or anyone else should ever tell someone they should or shouldn't be feeling pain. Yeah. That's not your fucking.
That's not your decision to make.
Yeah. That's not your decision to make. If someone feels pain and wants to do something to heal, that's on them, and they should have the right to do so, whatever that pain is.
And everyone goes through something. Like, everyone, they have their things. Even though Mike now has his shit together and he has a perfect life and he lives here with you, the amazing place that you think it's dope and he thinks it's dope, but I'm sure, like, he has some, like, things that he goes through.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's another.
And he's human.
And he really does. So that's why I have to, when you're saying, like, oh, I'm asking or like, I really don't have that much to complain about. I hear you and, like, thank you.
Maybe because you're still young.
For humanizing me. I'm 24. Like, well, I'm pretty in touch with myself.
You're going down the road of opening up, too. So it's like, you're not, I would say you're moving towards unmasking as opposed to, you know, 2017, you were full out, I'm masking. So it's like,
not really, man.
I mean, there it's was fun- something there.
It's in funny. The, in the content, maybe yes sometimes. But you know what? The first thing, when I hear masking, the first thing that comes to mind is like, I don't want to look weak because I'm crying, right? And like, that's one thing I gotta check you. I mean, even in the doc that we're going to put out, the boxing doc, bro, like, I had a real fucking moment there that we happened to catch on film, which was weird for me because, I mean, you know, you said the other day, like, after the watch thing, it was the first time you shed a tear in like 15 years. Like,
and then some people are just like that. The next day I had a full on fucking cry fest because we did the breathing thing. Mm. But it's funny. It's also funny what you said, too. I think pain is also not always in the moment. And so, like, for me, the pain I feel is trauma that I've carried with me for 10, 15 years and never dealt with. Similarly to you, like, both of us having gone through severe trauma, and yours, like, I'll even say, is probably worse than mine. You probably still haven't unpacked a lot of that or dealt with a lot of that trauma. So you may be rich as hell, Ferrari, all that shit, but have pain from 10 years ago that you're still suffering from.
Yeah, that's true.
I think my final fact has, I think it's not going to take us too far off topic, because the World Health Organization officially, the World Health Organization.
Yeah, who? 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 So I'm sorry.
That's why he's on the show, Mike. Yes. Oh, yeah.
I just got. It sucks. It sucks.
All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, so they declared that burnout is actually a real thing.
Oh, my God.
So it was previously just denied and, like, you know, oh, burnout, that's just like, a thing. Not a thing.
Oh, my God. That's a good one.
But now they're declaring that, like, excessive stress in the workplace that's not dealt with is actually a chronic condition.
Wow. That's actually, extremely refreshing.
Wow.
It builds into what we're talking about, for sure.
I mean, bro.
Have you felt, like, burnout before?
Have you?
Yes. I felt like this Ramadan, because every Ramadan I upload, like, my goal is to upload 25 to 30 videos. And this Ramadan, I uploaded just few videos and I just wanted to spend time with my family. It's like, I feel like I don't have the energy, and it was so weird. And a lot of people, even my manager told me, because I work crazy, and he's like, you're crazy. My manager tells me to take a vacation. And I'm like, no, but this Ramadan, I'm like, my God, what's happening? So I Googled actually burnout and how to fix it. I don't know.
Do you have any tips, by the way?
Yeah.
I was talking about in the article. Like, did they give any tips on
how it's
when you do your traditional jobs, when you're on a set with directors, PAs, ADs, and everyone has a job to do, what's the difference of your effort that you put versus when you're doing your own stuff and it's, you really have to, like, do everything and make yourself go and be on your own schedule and kind of be in charge of everyone versus just
you're asking me
job.
When I'm like working, when I'm hired to, like, work on a set,
you feel there's less of that pressure that comes from burnout.
Okay. It's a good question. It's sort of tough for me to answer, and I don't want to act like I'm a full-time actor because there's a lot of full-time actors who experience burnout. I've seen it firsthand. But for me, this creative, when I'm controlling it, it takes a while for me to burn out. It takes a really long time. And I think it's because I love it. It never truly feels like I'm working. And if it does, red flags go up and I need to switch something. But when I'm acting, it feels like I'm working. Like I'm hired by someone to do a job for a set number of hours, go home, return the next day. So yeah, burnout, if you're in an occupation where you aren't working for yourself and it's something you may not be really passionate about, is much more dangerous. So it's
actually the That's crazy because I filmed a show for Ramadan.
Oh, you did?
In Dubai.
Okay, and?
And I was filming from 6 a.m. till like 10
yeah.
at night.
Crazy hours.
Oh my God. And day after day without even stopping. And that's when I finished and right away I came here because
that's what
I
want.
And when I came here, it was a show actually for Ramadan. And when I came here, that's when I felt burnout. Yeah. And I'm like, I've been filming for years.
Yeah. It's exhausting.
Editing. I edit my own video. I don't like
that's still. That's still? Crazy, by the way.
You know? Yeah.
Right that's crazy.
Yeah. Even like yeah. they have, I just so like it, you know? It was my first time. And now saying that, I'm like, oh my God.
No, you're right. That's you're 100% validated. I think, it's refreshing though to hear for me because I know when I was daily vlogging the 460 days in a row, I'm like, I'm going forever. I'm invincible. And then like after Japan, I took a month off and then came back. And on that month back is when I started feeling like, whoa, something's not right. I don't like the person that I am and I'm appearing as in my content. And that's when I started to feel really just almost like... what's the word I'm looking for? When a sponge dries out.
Expunged?
Expunged?
No. When a sponge is sucked of all its sweet, sweet,
leaked
moist
out,
nectars.
Dried ooh, out.
Like dry.
When a sponge
dehydrated.
Is dehydrated. Mm. I don't fucking know, bro. The point is, yeah. Yes.
So I was going to say also, I bet you that article is based on like, not based on YouTube influencers, probably based on people working in offices, right?
No.
Oh, it's about influencers?
Yeah,
it's about
it's about influencing influencers.
So your answer is actually the inverse of what someone would assume. You actually...
I mean, bro, like, I'm also, like... I think I'm barely a human being. Like, I swear to God, I think I'm from another planet.
It's really interesting, though, what you said
when you
about,
say that, Nora looks at you in the funniest way. Like, I'm not even a human being, and she's just like this.
Look at me. Hey, zoom in. Do I look like a fucking human to you?
Oh, my God, you're right.
You look like Casey Fry fell off the side God. Of the...
Funniest person terrible. On Instagram. Look
Casey Fry, can you come on our show, please?
So they're saying
yeah, come on
they're
show.
Saying the chronic
they deserve it.
It's a chronic you're not able to deal with stress. So that's where it all starts. So I liked what you said about how you found what you love. Hmm. Like you're doing what you love yeah. every single yeah. day. So that I think that's the most important thing that I take away from it is no matter what you're doing, no matter what the structure is, maybe some people work better with a, you know, very structured 10 to 6 or 9 to 5, whatever it is. And then some people like yourself, like you need to be just creating or you, mm-hmm. you're
what
probably
your
the
favorite,
same.
What if you love pooping and that's your favorite? Poop. Poop.
Take laxatives. Poop's phenomenal.
Hey,
poop is phenomenal.
I was going to say this, bro. I think I found the solution. For me, I found it.
Okay.
I found the solution for me.
Okay. What is it?
I have dedicated a section of my life called life activities. So okay. I do things that may not always provide value, which I told you I love doing earlier, like whether it's me doing something to enhance my career mm-hmm. or absorbing content that is injecting
shit
my
content.
Mind with wisdom.
No.
It's called life activities. Whether it is like shit content,
shit
like,
content.
Like a marble rolling down a hill and me just like watching and just clearing my brain and thinking about nothing, refreshing, rejuvenating, revitalizing. Mm-hmm. Or I've done this a lot recently.
Shooting a fucking arrow
on Sundays. I go in the back and I shoot my bow and then I go and sit with my pigs and my dogs in the back and watch them play. And I'm just like, this is great.
Yeah.
Life is great.
That's a great tip. Wow. That's a really
just
good
a
tip.
Nice little refresher.
Were you doing that stuff at like the peak of the times where you're stressed?
Hell no.
Because you're too busy, right?
And the only time I had free, I would like would party.
Yeah.
It's so funny too.
So that's suppressing it. And I think that's where, sorry to interrupt, that's where a lot of people go wrong is they're like, okay, well, you know, I got to take care of myself. So I'm going to go party and let it out because, you know, I deserve it. But really in all reality, like I think that's suppression. Like you're suppressing.
Your
body wants time off. It doesn't want time to go harder.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of people are misled
sometimes.
Right now.
You just want to stay in your room and not talk to people. Like, you know, talking to people takes a lot of your energy.
Yeah,
so sometimes you're like, just That's when I binge on Impulsive. I'm like, I don't want, like,
but now you gotta listen. You gotta listen to us. I don't know if that's
and yourself.
Hey, also, I want to say I appreciate you. I appreciate that conversation we had earlier. I really like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Not a lot of people challenge me, and like we talked about that topic earlier.
She's a strong girl.
No, you
She's
are. Super you, I mean, you bro, are super you, I mean, strong, you've been through literally. A lot of shit in your life, and what the empire you've built is incredible. So, major props to you. I do really appreciate you going back and forth with me.
Oh,
on that.
It's just me, actually.
Well, it's great. Normal. No, it's great.
Thank you're very headstrong. You're gonna definitely do very well. Can we continue to do very
Can
well?
Can we do a segment?
Yeah.
It's called American Icons. Dylan created it.
Let's do a segment.
Seems pretty fun. All right, so we're going to learn something about you and highlight America.
Who? Fuck me or him?
You.
Me?
Yeah, she goes, man.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Hey.
American Icons.
Wow. That's about you.
America.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be about America much. It seems like seems like our producer has a crush on Logan Paul.
Oh, you took that picture?
I took that photo on the right.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. All right. Wow. American Icons. So I'm gonna show you pictures of American stuff, and I want you to tell me which is your favorite.
Oh, this is so great.
You started this game with me, right? Oh my God. I was so inspiring for you. You started it all with me. Why?
Here's what we got. McDonald's versus Wendy's. Excited right now.
Sponsors, maybe like McDonald's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What exactly? What would you get?
The ice cream.
Ooh, what if the machine's broken, which it always is?
Yeah, right. Oh my
what
God,
if the machine's broken, which it always is? Oh what would you get?
How is that possible?
I mean,
do you think they would have fixed it?
maybe a fish meal.
Oh, the fish fillet. That's bomb. That's my grandma's favorite. Meal. Shout out, grandma.
The fish.
The McGriddles, yo, in the morning. Are you crazy?
McDonald's breakfast
and the hash browns?
Is so good.
Okay, what he said.
As a vegan, oh my God, I miss that so much.
Well, you're not a vegan anymore. You ate eggs.
Yeah, you're plant-based.
He is not.
I'm plant-based.
Murder.
You're plant-based phony. You got this guy's big fat phony.
Big fat phony.
No, I'm not.
Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt?
Ooh. That's hard. Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. Final answer.
Tom Cruise.
It's just a badass. He kicks more ass than Brad Pitt. Except Brad Pitt in that one movie, Snatched.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Oh. And Mr. and Mrs. Smith. He does kick a lot of ass.
Yeah, but he cheated on Angelina, which I don't like.
Yeah, he did?
I don't like cheaters.
Hold on a second. Whoa. What are you saying?
Yeah.
Is that a factual
I literally
fact?
Cannot.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, but Tom is high up in Scientology, though. That's like...
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What about base? What about base strictly on names?
What about base jumping?
What about jumping from a cliff? Base jumping.
Base jumping.
With a wingsuit.
What about...
I just love Tom Cruise. Khalas. He's a man. He's like very aggressively, nicely.
Aggressively nice. I like that.
Don't forget about little.
Yeah, you can't forget about little.
Barbies or Bratz?
Bratz.
Bratz.
Hell yeah.
Really?
Even though their nose situation is just non-existent?
They're so bratty.
No. They're amazing.
A lot of girls look like the Bratz here in L.A.
Oh my
God,
yeah, so
many. Think about it. Like I could think of four girls right now that look like these
There's
girls.
There's not a girl I could think of that's not a brat from L.A., dude.
True.
Here we go.
Coachella fits.
I think I already know the answer. The Rock or Kevin Hart?
See, I love them both, but I have to go with like The Rock. I love him.
I gotta ask this question.
I do too.
Yeah. How is he so big?
He's so small.
Why is Kevin Hart a massive gargantuan human, dude? Like he's just
Kevin Hart, the first opportunity ever to be bigger than The Rock.
Yeah. He's so much bigger, dude.
Dylan wanted to give Kevin Hart his first opportunity to be bigger than The Rock.
Wow.
Oh wow.
Hey Kevin, we got
Shout
you on Impulsive. Taylor Swift.
Actually, do you want to do that again without me and we'll post that?
Nah.
We can just call
Kevin.
We
can
just
call my guy right there.
That's funny thing.
Let's call him after the show. Taylor Swift or Ariana Grande? Day.
Ariana.
Thank you. Next.
Whoa.
Wow.
That was American Icons, ladies and gentlemen.
That was great.
Great.
That was great. Hey, should we go to the audio only? Yeah. I feel like that's a good spot. All right,
I gotta say, this was great.
This was awesome.
Really
you
good.
Are so
today,
sweet.
Honestly,
thank
you're
you.
Sweet and
thank you.
Smart
and nice
thank you so
and
much.
Nice.
Oh,
it's just,
thank you,
nice Andre. What do you think about her?
It was great.
North Stars.
Woo!
Thanks for coming on the Pulse. And where can they find you on social media?
North Stars.
Makes sense. Hit that subscribe button, guys. We love you. Audio only right now with North Stars. We're gonna get juicy. We're gonna dive deep. Spotify, iTunes. Hit us up there. See you next time. Take it easy, fam. Peace.
Halesna.
What does that mean?
We're done.
Not done.
We're not done.
No one can see you now. So we're just talking.
You could literally do whatever you want with your hands. I'm gonna do
this. Watch this.
Yeah. I'm one-handed clapping. Do you have any special talents?
Talents?
I don't know.
Mm. Like, can you do this with your thumb? I'm bending it. My thumbs are double jointed.
No, that's painful.
That's disgusting.
I don't know.
You chug a whole bottle of beer in a few seconds?
I don't drink.
Have you ever?
No.
Ever?
Ever.
Do you ever plan on it?
No.
It's very bad for you. I don't drink.
Well, he does actually, though.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was thinking about giving it up just because I met a girl. She's what? Arabic and doesn't drink.
Do you ever plan on not drinking or drinking?
I don't drink. I don't smoke. It's just my choice. I don't do it.
I would. Yeah.
What about hookah?
Can you believe, like, I'm Arab and I don't smoke hookah. I always want, like, to try it because all my friends, they smoke hookah.
That's fun.
I've heard hookah's, like, when the worst for you. It's like one puff is, like, 30 cigarettes.
You know, like, when I smell hookah, I get dizzy.
Yeah.
And that happened multiple times.
You probably shouldn't smoke it.
Yeah, like, when I just am in, like, a restaurant or somewhere and they're smoking and I'm like, guys, I want to go out. I'm dying. Really? I'm dying. I swear.
What about drugs? You ever do like Molly or go to Coachella?
Oh, no.
No. Just chilling in Michigan. what do you do for fun?
I mean, there's a lot of things that you can do for fun other than drugs and like killing yourself and like doing things to hurt yourself.
Agreed.
I see what you're saying. Oh, like damaging your yes. body.
Yeah.
I knew you were
going to
take that incorrectly.
Really? Like, that's
because
I mean.
I hear those words and I'm like, oh!
Fuck you, pussy.
Fuck you, pussy.
Okay.
Like what, Nor? Prove it.
Yeah.
Oh,
pogo
God.
Stick? Unicycle? You don't juggle, I bet.
I bet you juggle a lot of different jobs and stuff, though.
Mike, why don't you shut the fuck up, huh? You're right, bro. God. I'm feeling aggressive now, dude. I'm feeling way aggressive.
What does the name Noor mean? Do you know?
It means...
Stars.
Stars.
No, Noor means... It's one of God's name, and also it means the pure white light.
Wow. Oh my God, that's
a common Arabic unisex name meaning light.
Yes,
the divine light.
Why don't you do me a favor, Jimmy, and look up what the name Michael means?
Ooh,
Michael is my manager. So
tell you what it means.
Michael definition. Michael is a
not urban.
Michael is a masculine given name that comes from Hebrew, derived from the question. Who is like God? No, it's a question.
It's one of God's names?
No,
it's
that's
a question.
Wrong.
No,
it's who is
a question
like
mark.
God, dude.
No, it's like this. No, it's like this. Who is like God?
That's
could,
wrong.
Could be any answer. Could it be Logan. Just, could be Spencer.
So this is the question, bro.
What the hell? Dude?
You ain't like God. Get the fuck out of here. Derived from a question meaning
facts.
Who is like God?
What does Spencer Carl mean?
Mine is the worst.
What's Logan mean?
Spencer, a short close-fitting jacket. Worn by women in the children
yeah.
in the early 19th century.
Hell yeah.
There we
What's
go.
What's Logan?
It's hollow.
Hello?
Hollow.
Oh my God.
I'm a short fitting jacket at least. That's not very hollow.
Logan's name means little hollow.
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God,
I always knew that. It's like a little cavern.
See, that's where American names went wrong. It's like people are just like, I'm going to name a kid Steve. And then it's like, what about like Abraham?
Greg Paul
like some beautiful
Greg
name.
Paul's like, he's my son. He's going to be hollow just like his dad. We'll call him Logan.
Greg. Like American names are so aggressive. Like
Greg. Logan.
I'm more intrigued by the names that you just don't hear anymore. Who's the last Kathy you met, man?
Bernadette.
Yeah, some
Beatrice.
Ready?
Some name die-offs were good, like Dick. You know,
yes,
like that was one that
Rich,
was, like, was just rolling off the
ready,
bat.
Ready for this? Gertrude. When is the last time?
Oh my God, I can't even say that.
Gertrude.
If I met my like future husband and that was his name, I wouldn't even say it.
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you say? Gertrude Stein. You have a name for your child?
My child? Yeah, I do.
Oh, what is it?
So, see, I have a story about this. I always thought that this name is only like I invented it. Mm-hmm. It's Senet, which means what's Senet?
We
had a Senet on the podcast.
Who's Senet?
Your son?
No. Who's Senet?
Oh, his name is Mr. Checkpoint.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Senet?
Your child? That's his name. Senet.
Can that be?
No, it's Sanada.
Sanada.
Wait, this is
Sanada. Sanada.
Sanada. No, without the A. At
oh, Sanad. Like salad with
Sanad,
an L.
Which
or an
means,
N.
What's Sanad Benin in Arabic?
Sorry, you're saying
English.
Send it?
Look at Benin's face. Benin's like, don't ask me. Sanad means like, he's your backbone, maybe? Yeah, that's a good, yeah.
Like the Nelk boys, I think, are.
No, no, no. He's someone that have your back or like.
Who's your Senate?
I don't have a child yet.
Yeah, but I'm saying in your life, like who's always got your back, no matter what.
I have some friends. My mom, first of all, my mom, moms are so of great. Course, moms number great. One, and I have like some cool friends that have my back, like Mo, for example. Shout out to Mo.
Do you fight with your parents ever?
No.
No.
I'm very open with my mom. Very like we're friends. I tell her everything.
Do you have a best friend that you want to beat the shit out of? Because I do. He's a little hollow.
No. No.
You got something you want to say? Nah. No, why don't you say it, bro?
I just love you, dude, as a friend and just also as a confidant.
Actually, yes. If like love, tough love kind of things, yeah. Yes, I do. It's nice.
What do you think about dudes wearing jewelry, like me wearing this $100,000 chain?
That's you're trying to flex now. This question is like, I'm wearing this that have all this.
I'm going to be honest. It's fucking, I don't care. It's fake, dude. It's look at Spencer, too. It's fake. It was fake.
We wear fake jewels.
It's fake.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, this whole house is fake. It's made of cardboard.
See the thing?
Tap on the wall. You go right through it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. No. I don't like people who show off a lot. Like, okay, you're a creator, you're different. But you know, like these people that you meet them in real life and they're normal people and they're trying to tell you, oh my God, I'm like, I own this and I have that. And I'm like, okay, so I don't care.
He had to talk me out of getting an icy watch.
Yeah.
And I honestly couldn't agree with him more.
It's just not cool. Like, it's not cool. Silent flexes are so much better. But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard to silent flex.
Like, you can silent flex in a, like, no, you can still flex in a nice way. You know these people that flex in a way where they make you uncomfortable? They want you to respect them because they have money. It's like, dude, like, we don't care.
Annoying, pretentious people on the planet. I've met beaucoup of them in LA. That's French for a lot. It's disgusting. And like, yo, here's me, like, I've achieved a massive level of success myself. It's totally hypocrisy.
No. But you're explaining a point.
And I'm next to someone. And they're like, yeah, man, he's my closet. We got the new Givenchy release and the Gucci jacket. Just kidding. Not even released yet. Yeah. The only person who have it is Quavo. And actually, this is one of my closets. The other one's in a Burbank. I'm like.
I don't care.
What?
I feel like you're talking about someone in particular.
I am.
And like, we're friends with.
I mean, I'm not fucking friends.
I was thinking of someone else. Okay.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Because we saw a really nice closet in the hills recently. It wasn't that one.
No.
What I was saying. I was like,
no.
Well, all right. Okay.
You know what? A lot of the actual people.
Oh my god, that dude!
He's the worst.
I want to know the name
dude.
After. A lot of it.
It's disgusting. I hate it.
I know. I see a lot of these people in Dubai too, man. Oh my god.
Well, Dubai.
Oh, Dubai. Wow.
Yeah, like it's so painful. I'm like, okay, I get it, and they know who I am, so they know I have money. Yeah. So that like they're saying it for me to be like, okay, Yanni, I have
to,
like, it, but not flexing on
it's
me.
It's like, yo, what's good? I'm the last person who gives a shit about the things.
I have people that come to me and be like, okay, why don't you do this and do that and buy this and buy that? It's like, oh, come control my, become North Stars and do it for me. Like, what do you want me to do? Like, I don't want to buy this. I buy what I like.
What's the last thing you bought? That was like a luxury item.
Probably something, right?
I like jewelry.
Yeah.
And being an Arab girl, like my mom taught me to buy jewelry, like gold things.
Gold?
Things like that.
Gold
so,
girl? Like not silver?
No.
Mm. They hold their value. That's smooth.
I'm a silver dude.
I was just saying, I think like people who have to flex, like if you got to go buy a yacht, it's like you're the a-hole that's actually destroying the ocean.
Wait, hold on a second. Yachts might be where it stops.
Whoa.
Because yachts are dope.
Yachts are dope. Okay. I'm going to get a yacht eventually. And it's not to flex. It's because yachts are dope.
I think yachts are where I kind of.
That was one example.
No, I know.
Right?
But the reason with like yachts, especially like super yachts, is that's like, I think that's super yachts are kind of like the exclamation point on the end of like. You buy the super yacht, the big yacht, it's over. You've done it. You've made it. Yeah. Like, if you have enough money to buy a $30 million fucking boat, it's like a life success thing.
There are two
almost.
Types of flexors, two reasons people flex.
Okay, let's hear it.
What are
the one, you want some sort of attention in some way because maybe you believe you owe it to people to be heard and seen and be connected to.
Okay.
Like I'm example, I'm picturing a dude who just moved to LA and is actually like a really cool guy. And the, and maybe he's not like super known on social and kind of like, again, new to LA.
And he comes out and he's got a dope jacket on, a watch, even like my editor or the new editor we just hired. Like, dude comes over, he looks fucking swagged out.
Fly as fuck.
And like, he's a dope dude. And maybe that's why it's like, it's just that little extra thing to grab people's attention. Number two.
Smooth. Yep.
There's something wrong with you and you're hiding it because you think you're cool to have things.
And one of those things could be a tiny dick.
I think,
right?
That's super cliche.
Just really quick, the funniest thing about it, I think, is how me and you roll out with Maverick t-shirts and then take those guys' girls. Like, literally all the time. Like I can name some of the biggest flexors in the world, and I can be honest with you. We've
girls care about. I mean,
right. Humor and mozzarella sticks.
That's
and
it.
And done. End of fucking story. If you can make a girl laugh and feed her, she will at least like you.
That's true, actually.
She'll at least like you.
If the guy is funny, that's it. Like, he's the most attractive guy ever. That's
true. I was just saying, like, someone
even
like
looks, we don't care. Personally, I don't care how you look. Like,
because if you're funny, you can get past it.
You're gonna say Drake?
Yeah, I was saying Drake. He buys a plane, like a huge ass plane. Like, if everybody in the world did that, atmosphere gone, bro.
No, bro.
So that's what I'm getting at. Is like, at the end of the day,
Spencer, shut the fuck up, bro.
Do you think Drake is mean in real life?
Hold on,
right?
I want to unpack this because Spencer,
I'm dropping some golden knowledge right now.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
You're whining about Drake is being successful. That's what you're whining about.
I'm not whining at all. I'm saying, here's my. You want to know what I'm getting at?
Okay.
Flex responsibly.
Bro, he did buy a 747. Like.
That's not a responsible flex.
It was given to him. It was given to
really?
Him. Yeah, it was given to him.
How much is
it? Yeah, no, there's no way he bought it. It was like $500 million.
What do you mean?
Flex responsibly, bro.
Elaborate.
Okay, so if I'm going to get a private jet, I'm gonna get an electric private jet.
I'm not sure.
Oh, my God.
Where can you find one of those, Elon Musk?
Yet. Flex responsibly.
So, like, if you're going to buy a luxury vehicle, you're going to buy a luxury Prius.
A Tesla.
A Tesla.
A Model X, fastest car on the road. Bitch.
Wow. I don't think I deserve that.
It was going to him. Over here. You want to get in the gym and spar right now, bro? Because I'll fucking do it. All right? I will do it.
Oh, man. Hey, maybe you're right, bro. Flex responsibly.
Flex responsibly,
okay,
dog.
Okay,
all right?
Okay.
No, Pay attention to it.
What if he offsets?
Flex responsibly.
What if he offsets it? Like, he plants trees for every flight. Right.
That's a flex,
I have
bro.
A question, yeah. guys. About Drake. Because we were talking about Drake. Do you think Drake's mean in real life? Like, why girls don't want to be with him? Like,
no,
Rihanna, for
awesome.
Example.
We don't know.
We do know that. I'll tell you why.
Spend a decent amount of time with him. You've met him, right?
I've not met Drake. Jake has. And Jake's my brother. You can imagine we talk about what hanging out with Drake is like.
Yeah.
Just like any other celebrity you'll ever meet who's on that level.
Mm.
Mega walls up. Don't give a fuck about anyone or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But once you're in, they're humans and they're nice. And they care about you and they ask questions and they have fun talks. Mm-hmm. But like you can imagine, Drake ain't going around inviting everyone to be his homie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like he's got to have that layer of protection because he's Drake.
100%,
once you're in, he's a person.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities are like that, man. Like
you have to be, right?
You don't have to, but like, maybe you do. I don't know.
Because I've heard that he's a little abrasive on the protection. Like Logan, if Logan doesn't want to take a picture, for example, he'll either still take it or he'll be very polite about like, hey man, sorry, like I'm eating right now. I've heard that Drake is pretty abrasive with his like nose. Like he's the kind of guy
like Scottie Pippen when Scottie Pippen shut you down.
Not even like that, but I feel like he's probably the guy that has a security guard that's like whoosh with your hand.
You have to.
Bro,
at a certain level.
Yeah. I was about to say
if you want to traverse through the world. If you literally want to go somewhere,
I mean,
you wouldn't be able to.
Let's say you ever get to that level. Like I often wonder this.
See, the thing is, I don't know. Like these people love you, right?
That's true.
Like they love you so much. That's why they give a fuck about you, right?
The only thing I will say that's different with Drake a little bit is Drake has achieved such a status and such a like iconic status that it's not always just people that love him. It's people that would be like, I don't fuck with this dude, but I would love to get a picture of him because I would get laid or something because of it.
Mm.
Like the people that take pictures with you fuck with you for the most
part.
Sure, but Drake,
sure,
like
both,
everybody,
you know?
Would
everyone
take.
I'm not talking so much about me. I'm a little different. I love my fans and like, I mean, these guys know I'll fucking dick around with them or whatever. I'm saying like, I often wonder for females, like if you ever got to a Drake level, like I'm sorry, Nor, you would have to put up a major barrier because even just like your safety
before,
in general.
Actually,
like,
but
I just saw a video of Miley Cyrus getting roped in like Australia.
Yeah.
And by the way, surrounded by her five security guards. Groped and choked by a fan.
Oh my God.
You might get drop kicked in the back.
Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, yeah. Drop kicked in the back.
Oh shit. Yeah.
You can't just be walking around.
Yep.
Oh my God. That's
All right, man.
Awesome show.
Flex shit. That
was a great
show.
Yeah, that was a great show. Awesome. By the way, if you're still listening, that's
we
awesome.
Love you.
Yeah, we love you a lot, dude.
All right, hit that subscribe button. Nora, thank you again.
Thank
Great
you.
Great show. Dude.
Bye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.